So now we're looking at impairing a financial asset, and of course, financial implies cash. So if you have a financial asset that you think may be impaired, all you've got to do is compare that carrying value to the value of the cash that's going to come in the future. Now, the cash that's going to come in the future needs discounting down, and we always discount it down at the original effective rate. So even if the examiner gives you the latest rate, just ignore it and discount the future cash down at the original effective rate.